staring out over the water, Hope reminded herself that she was fretting over first-world problems. It wasn't as though she were worrying about whether she'd eat today or have a safe place to sleep. The water she drank didn't heighten her risk of contracting cholera or dysentery. She had clothing and an education, and the list went on and on and on. Her dad, what with his leaf story and all, wouldn't want her to worry about him. And as for Josh, more than likely, he'd come around. Of their four previous breakups, none had lasted longer than 6 weeks, and in each case, it had been Josh who'd suggested that they start over. As for Hope, she was a big believer in the philosophy, if you love something, set it free, and if it comes back, it loves you. Common sense told her that begging someone to stay was often the same as begging someone to love you, and she was wise enough to know that never worked. Turning from the water, she began to meander down the beach again. Shading her eyes, she searched for Scotty up ahead but couldn't find him. She scanned the area behind her, wondering how he could have slipped past her, but he wasn't there either. Other than her, the beach was empty, and she felt the first twinge of worry. On previous walks, it had sometimes taken her a few seconds to locate him, but he wasn't the kind of dog that would simply run off. It occurred to her that he might have chased some birds into the water and gotten caught in an undertow, but Scotty never swam in the ocean. And yet, he was gone. It was then that she spotted someone walking over the dune a short distance up the beach. Her dad still would have made a big deal about that. Dunes were fragile, and people were supposed to use the public access paths if there were no steps to the beach, but whatever. She had more immediate concerns. She peered ahead and behind, her gaze returning to the man. He'd reached the beach, and she thought she'd ask him whether he'd seen Scotty. It was doubtful, but she didn't know what else to do. Veering in his direction, she absently noticed that he seemed to be carrying something. Whatever it was blended in with a white shirt he was wearing, and it took her a moment to realize that he had Scotty in his arms. She picked up her pace. The man walked toward her, moving with an almost animal-like grace. He was dressed in faded jeans and a white button-up shirt, the sleeves rolled to the elbows. As he approached, she noticed his shirt was unbuttoned at the top, revealing chest muscles that indicated both exercise and an active life. He had dark blue eyes, like the sky in late afternoon, and coal-black hair that was turning gray near his ears. When he offered a sheepish smile, she noted the dimple on his chin and an unexpected familiarity in his expression, one that strangely made her feel as if they'd known each other all their lives.
Sunset Beach. True had no inkling of what Hope was thinking as she approached, but it was impossible for him to turn away. She was dressed in faded jeans, sandals, and a yellow sleeveless blouse that dipped to a low V in front. With smooth, lightly tanned skin and auburn hair framing high cheekbones, she drew his gaze with irresistible force. Her eyes widened with some effusive emotion, relief, gratitude, surprise, when she finally came to a breathless stop in front of him. Equally at a loss for words, they faced each other without speaking, before True finally cleared his throat. "I'm assuming this is your dog," he inquired, holding Scotty toward her. Hope heard an accent, something that sounded British or Australian, but wasn't quite either. It was enough to break the spell, and she reached for Scotty.